sucks you right in.
Makes you watch weird stuff on the internet every now and again, dude.
I watched some weird porn today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You want to talk about it?
Not fucking gay. It wasn't gay.
All right. Well, what's
worse?
Let's hear your weird.
Jeez, I shouldn't have done this.
Let's hear your weird.
No, dude, because I'm fucking, I think my sister listens to this. All right.
So what?
Listen, anybody that doesn't want to hear me talking about whacking off, fast forward 15 to 20 seconds.
Do you whack off on your back or on like your, do you lay on your stomach and fucking whack?
Fast forward 5 minutes because we're definitely going to talk about whacking off for like 5 minutes. Seriously, I mean that.
Do you
Kathy,
whack off in the kneeling
I know you're
position?
Out there listening. Fucking Kathy, Joan.
Shane whacks off in the kneeling position.
All you guys, don't fucking listen to this for 3 more minutes.
Shane puts one leg up on a chair and whacks off like a pirate.
Now that we've, you have 5 seconds to stop listening. Five.
Shane squats
four,
like a frog and jerks
three,
off.
Two. One. All right. Now it's just us and the boys listening.
Hell yeah, dude.
No, I jerk off on my back.
All right.
Not very exciting.
Laying down, jerking off?
Yeah, laying down. I lay in my bed and jerk off on my back.
You were telling me you like encapsulate your dick in like a sock.
I fucking told you that in confidence. Wait, what were you saying?
You were telling us fireworks.
Oh, when I finish, yeah, I put a tissue over my dick.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's like,
no, it's not insane.
It's like jerking off into a condom.
Yeah, it's exactly that.
Dude, I have to see how high I can shoot.
No, that's disgusting.
That's the only way I measure.
That's gay.
That's how I measure.
That's
my, no, that's how I measure
that
my health.
Gay.
That's how
that's
I measure
gay.
My health.
That's not how you measure your health. That's gay.
If it's not fucking flinging
you're
out,
just
dude,
into fucking looking at cum.
No, I'm not.
Looking even at your own cum is gay, dude.
Dude, I'm into
looking
blasting
at cum
ropes.
Is gay.
So you don't even want to see
it. I never see it. You're like one of those fucking weirdos that wipes their ass and looks at it, dude. I just fucking nut and it's gone forever.
So if you don't look at, all right, so if you
no,
wipe your ass
I
and you
look
at
it every time.
I was going to say, how do you know when you're done?
Yeah, but with cum, I can tell when I'm done. I can feel it.
I got it. That's my, I don't go to the doctor, dude. That's my fucking monthly checkup.
It's just how well you shoot.
Well, it's my daily checkup, but yeah, I fucking, I got a fucking 24, I fucking 24 hours fat free.
Really?
I got a whole fucking day.
Oh, no. Well, this is what I want to talk. Yeah. This isn't going
to
be good.
I got a whole day of the world fucking locked in my epididymis, ready to get out.
What's epididymis?
That's where all your fucking sperms are at. That's where they fucking work out, dude. That's where they're in there and fucking.
That's where they're doing lap pull downs.
They're in there fucking doing laps.
Dude, there's one.
They're in there wrestling.
That's what basically your sperm is. You know how one sperm makes it to the egg?
Mm-hmm.
That's the one white dude at Drexel Gym. All the other sperms are just the Asian boys. That's
Jeez.
What's going on right now.
Just
there's one
always
white sperm doing lat pull downs, and a bunch of the Asian sperms are around it, just like, oh, there's a very good sperm. Here's our face taste.
So you're just saying, like, you're.
Doesn't make any sense.
You're saying all the sperms that lose are Asian.
For sure. The one sperm. Yeah, that's why. Yeah.
I mean, fuck, I can back that.
That's why
I
we're all white. You can have an Asian kid as two white people.
Dude.
Somehow an Asian sperm wins.
Wow.
There's different races inside everybody's nuts.
That's how my dad became a Jew.
That's what your dad had Jew sperm. Your grandpa had Jew sperm.
One of them fucking
one of them
betrayed the fucking, fucking other one, dude. Like he got in there. One of them backslid on a deal, dude, and got past the fucking.
Oh, God.
You started this. What were you talking about? Oh, you're talking about how you.
I watched some weird porn today.
Yeah, what'd you watch? Let's
I watched. I just wanted to see what it was like. Just
let's have it.
Encouragement videos.
Oh, J O I.
What?
Jerk off instructions.
Oh, I forgot you were fucking addicted to porn.
Yeah, dude. Fucking welcome to the fucking fold.
J O I.
Jerk off instructions.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, do it like this.
Yeah, it was fucking sick. I never watched that in my life.
That's a fucking appetizer, bro.
That was the first time I watched that. This lady was talking to me. Yeah. She was telling me what to do.
That's an appetizer, bro.
It was cool.
I warm up with that stuff.
Good Christ, dude. If my friends and family are listening to that one.
The J-O-I?
Yeah, I don't want
to
know.
My mom
would
be relieved to find I was watching J-O-I's,
yeah,
dude.
Compared to what you do. Yeah. What do you get into, boy?
You don't want
to
know.
Tell me.
You don't want
to
know.
So you're addicted to porn, right?
Yeah, bro.
What was your fucking rock bottom? This is intervention now.
My rock bottom? It's fucking watching trainees jerk off, dude. That was my rock bottom. I quit porn.
Oh man, dude, you said that way too casually. What are you talking about,
dude? That's where all porn leads. You're me 4 years ago. You're slowly
no,
fucking
no,
circling
that's not
the
how that
drain.
Goes. That's like saying if you saw someone smoking a joint, you'd be like, you're gonna do heroin someday.
No, it's different, dude.
No, it's not. It's dude, the same thing.
It'll get you.
No, dude.
Be
I'm
on the lookout.
Stay.
Be on the lookout, dude.
I'm fucking 29 and I just got to jerk off instructions.
I know.
I'm not going to trannies jerking off.
You got
off.
Many years I'm left never to going jerking to off. Jerking not, off. It's not like you're about to quit tomorrow, dude. You got another fucking like 4 decades.
No, I 4 decades, dude. I have like fucking 8 months left.
You'll hit it in your 40s. That's when it gets you. A lot of old guys. I got a lot of fucking
look,
tea.
I'm not saying there's... There's no river long enough it doesn't have a bend. That could be,
that's
in,
why
the,
I quit porn.
It could be in my future.
I just shake off my fucking demons,
saying,
dude.
I don't know. That's like saying, again, that's, you know.
Hey, I just shake off my demons,
it's like seeing
bro.
Someone smoking
well,
cigarettes and being like, you're definitely going to suck
it's
you guys'
it's a slippery
dick.
Slope. Here's what happens to you. Is you're there, you're watching porn, you're, you know, lesbians, all that cool stuff. And then it's like, she-male fucks girl. And you're like, you know.
That's better than a guy.
It's not gay.
Yeah.
Then it's like right underneath that, it's like... Tranny jerks off, and you're like, well, let's give that a spin. And it's just like, ooh, unlocks.
So, wait,
it.
You jerked off to a tranny jerking off?
Bro, you talked about JOI. It's like, I've watched tranny JOIs, bro. So it's like, yeah, bro.
And you come to it?
Hell yeah.
You sure you want to release this?
Yeah, it's fucking.
That's some fucked up shit, dude.
It is what it is. That's why I quit watching porn.
That's good. I always wondered. I'm like, man, how addicted could this guy
well,
be?
You're always
that's
like, dude, it's not
far.
That big of a deal. And I'm like, it is, Shane. It is a big deal.
Yeah, it is, dude. You liked it. You liked hearing some dude
no,
with tits
I didn't,
be like,
really.
get it.
I'm telling
get
you, man, it's a weird slippery slip because it's like, as soon as the illusion shattered where you're like, ah, it's a fucking dude. And you're like, oh, God. It's just it's like, it's nasty, dude.
Fuck, dude. This is making me uncomfortable, man.
Get uncomfortable,
dude. We're in here with the candles and shit.
Dude, welcome.
Is our relationship alive? Have you been trying to fuck me this whole time, dude?
No.
This is crazy shit.
Am I fucking gay?
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like you're jerking off to dudes.
It's not dudes. Remember we checked out all the hot young tranny kids?
Yeah, there's hot tranny kids for sure.
That's
definitely hot tranny kids.
I didn't jerk off the tranny kids.
There's definitely hot trannies.
There's Brazilian hot trannies on the internet. You can't fucking deny it.
When you were in Brazil, other than that one tranny on the beach that you definitely met
I had
out,
no real-life tranny play, bro.
You've never fucked
no,
a dude.
100% not. That I can't handle. I'm telling you, I would see it, and it would be like...
Ah, oh, man,
I'd
dude.
See, like, a forearm vein, and I'd be like, oh, I tap out. It's like, ew, dude. It's like, ew. I'm dead serious. That was my plight. Yeah. I was a man between two worlds, dude, just floating around the stratosphere yeah, like, dude, yeah. This is fucking ridiculous.
That's crazy.
It's more of the thing of like, this is fucked up, than afterwards I'm like, ew, dude, that's gross.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So I stopped.
Fucking Joe Rogan experience right now, dude.
Whoa. I stopped. Dude. I started fucking shocking. I did gay conversion therapy. I shocked myself straight.
That's fucking cool. Wow, man.
Welcome to the cast, baby. Wow. Chat Nation.
This is the darkest cast. I think we're going to lose like a
no,
bunch
we're not.
Of listeners.
Dude, go check their internet history.
Guarantee we're losing a ton of
2,500 people. There's probably 750 on there right now. Like, oh, boy. Oh, boy.
No, I don't think any differently. You know what? What a man does in his own home, dude, it's
dude,
up to him.
I mean, it'd be gay if I lied about it.
That's very true.
Fucking.
I'd be gay if I told you I never looked at a picture of Bailey J.
Exactly.
That one tranny.
Dude.
That's a hot tranny. Now,
yeah.
I never jerked off to his dick.
Hey. You calling it his is gay, dude. It's hers.
Ew, dude. You jerked off to fucking dicks.
Nah. Tits, bro. Tits. It was like my little jerk-off buddy. It was like my little jerk-off buddy. Shane dropped his mic. It was
no,
my jerk-off
dude.
Buddy with tits, dude. It's fun. It's me and a pal. Me and a pal on the internet, dude. Let's take a break.
This could be a good cast, though. We're just going to work our way out of this. No, keep it rolling, dude. Don't fucking take a break yet.
Dude, this is going to fucking...
Dude, if we take a break right now, the whole fucking world's going to think you and me just fucked.
No, they won't.
Yeah, they are, dude. After you confess to me
you're
and fucking gay.
You're a fucking homophobe,
you confess to me and
I'm
gay.
An LGBTQ+, bro.
You're fucking drinking CITES in your salmon V-neck, and you're talking to me fucking... Yeah, dude. You are a fucking Q+.
Q+, bro.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's fucking sick. Well, how have you not fucking added this on your comedy bio?
What, Q+?
Yeah, dude, you'd be in every festival possible.
It's not gay, though. That's the problem.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure
nobody
this is gay
respects
as fuck.
That. Nobody respects that as gay.
You could say, you can get on stage and be like, yeah, jerk off to dudes. And people would be like,
that's
people would clap for you.
In my head, dude, I can't, they're not dudes. That's gay. And as
yeah,
soon as I see
cool
it,
that...
as soon as I see a dude trait, I go ew, and I fucking literally. I'm not just saying that for like bravado points. I just wouldn't have brought
no,
this up.
It's cool that
if I see like a fucking defined
Jesus,
tricep, I'm like, ugh.
dude,
it's what happens when you go on the internet too much, bro. What do you want me to do? I have a high sex drive. The internet, the way internet porn works, it's like you watch it and you're like, all right, two people. The first time you see tits on the internet,
no, I got you.
Mind's blown. Then it's like, what else? What
it's
else?
The
what else?
Law of diminishing returns.
Tried to get into midgets. I was like, kid tapped out. I'm like, can't do this. If I could,
I wish you were into midgets.
I try. Excuse me.
I wish you were into midgets, dude.
Just sighty coming up from the fucking incinerator. I can't get it. Midgets are nasty. I tried to get
midgets
into
are pretty ugly.
I tried to get into everything.
They're ugly,
dude.
Little creatures.
I tried to get into everything, and all of a sudden I was like, whoa.
Shout out to all our midget listeners.
I will not jerk off to you guys.
Yeah, they are fucking pretty gross little guys, little demon spawn. But yeah, dude, this is something we're gonna have to work through.
Dude, it is what it is.
Yeah.
This is helping a lot of the shat heads, dude. You'd be surprised.
That there's a lot of dudes out there jerking off to trannies?
Definitely, dude. 100%.
Yeah, there's something appealing.
It's literally, you're just like, this
is a forbidden fruit out there.
This is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
It's bad. You're doing something very bad. Well,
ooh,
whatever.
That's
if you
gay.
Went to Catholic school for fucking
that's gay as
forever,
fuck.
Dude.
Look, there's nothing wrong with being gay. I think that's what we got to come to
terms
with.
I'm not fucking gay.
Yeah, a little gay.
I'm gayer than you, but I'm not fucking
for sure.
Gay.
The gay is a specter. Now, what are you always winning? Gay horse when we play that? Or gay chicken? You always win, dude, because you're gay.
But my little brother beats me, so.
I bet old Billy Boy's out there jerking off to ladies, too.
Oh, Billy's driving the truck right now hard
lady
as
boys.
Fuck,
what
dude.
Do you think of lady boys?
Dude, lady boys will get you, dude. You got to be careful.
All right, here's a good story about lady boys.
Yeah.
one time, me and my friend Corey. Shout out Corey. What up, boy?
What's up, dog?
Went to a strip club in Harrisburg.
Yeah.
This is back when I sold Hondas. So I used to have a lot of money.
So you're lording.
I'm fucking lording like crazy, dude. Seriously, I would go there and spend like $300-$400 every single time.
That's sick.
Every time.
That's awesome.
And this was me not getting hand jobs or anything.
That's mind boggling.
I was just booze and I would just give them tons of money. They went for it. And I'd be like, get out of here. That's disgusting.
Of course they went for it.
I don't pay for it. Anyway.
No comment.
This has been a very powerful episode.
It's been a super powerful episode.
A powerful episode. Listener, rewind right
dude.
Now and you can hear me say episode.
Episode. Shane showed me his fucking hot porn, dude.
Oh, yeah. While we were
you're
while
fucking,
we took a break.
Dude. Shane's gay. You
why?
Think I'm gay?
Why?
You fucking show me the porn to get me hard, dude.
I made you hard, dude.
You're fucking gay.
That's fucking witchcraft.
If you talk about
I fucking
sex,
vitched you, dude.
If you vitched me, if you talk about sex to another guy or show him porn and get them hard, you're fucking gay.
Yeah, if you make another
news
man hard.
Flash, dude. If you're bragging about pussy and you make another guy hard, you're gay. Sorry.
True. True. That is one of the coolest things you've introduced to me. I didn't know that it was gay. Like we'll be talking about sexual things.
Exactly.
And if you're saying something so hot that another guy gets hard. You're the gay one.
You're gay, dude. If I was like, dude, Shane, one time in high school, I had same bed sex. Me, my boy, two chicks. We both
whoa,
fucked chicks.
Dude. See, this is gay. This
it's
is
not
a gay.
Gay
high school experience.
Dude it was fucking. It's an
gay...
orgy, bro. It's Caligula.
Did you and your boy kiss?
Fuck no.
Did you touch?
No, bro. We fucking switched bays, though.
That's fucking sick.
Yeah, but it's gay. If I told you that and you got chubbed up, I'm the gay one.
No, I'm not chubbed up from that.
Well, you're
I'm
impeded.
Not chubbed up from multiple men.
All right.
In high school.
I'm not, dude, it's not even about the men, it's about the multiple women. You just need a tag team partner, bro.
No, it's gay. What you did was gay. What you did was gay.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. All those,
how?
All those supple boys.
We had no option, dude.
I've been in situation. I mean,
dude.
All right, there, yes, finally, I fucking remembered it. The fucking
what's
Notre
it?
Dame story.
What? Oh,
me and my
man.
Fucking dogs, me and my boys jerking dude. Off in the same room.
God.
All right, good.
See, that's
yeah,
fucking,
that's
actually gay.
No, that's actually not gay at all.
How?
Because we were jerking off to straight shit.
Together.
Yeah, but it wasn't like that. It's not
you
like,
never had a little fucking little tickle under the bun, dude?
Fuck no. Dude, if fucking...
So explain how this went down,
dude,
please.
Dude, if fucking Mike Connolly would have tickled me under the covers, I would have beat his bitch ass, dude. Actually, Mike Connolly would have fucking rocked me, dude. Mike Connolly was a monster.
Still.
If Mike Conley would have tickled me, I would have
so
let it go.
So explain this to people, because people don't understand what you're talking about.
Ah, there was just a group session, dude.
How, dude? What happened? What went down, dude?
Me and the boys got loose on a porno.
Yeah?
Just more than one guy jerking off in a room.
Well, who else is in there?
Oh, no, we're not going to do the whole story.
All right.
We're not going to do the whole story yet. Someday. But no, I'm trying to fucking...
This is a hotel room full of boys.
This is me... this is me throwing a fucking life raft, a fucking safety raft down to you.
To me?
To your drowning gay ass.
How? Because you jerked off with your buddies?
Yeah, I'm trying to find something gay I've done.
I've done that,
and
too.
And I got to go the whole way back to, like, seventh grade to be like, yeah, we only had one porn, so we all jerked off in the
I
same room.
I did that
room.
In bunk beds, dude.
Yeah, it's well, the exact hello. Same thing.
Yeah, exactly. We used to jerk all off right. with squiggle vision, dude. That's how hetero I am. I came up on fucking squiggle vision, dude.
I was at the Johnson's house.
Yeah.
You know the Johnsons?
I think
I've introduced you to those boys.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
They had Spice Channel.
They had the channel?
Oh.
Dude.
I remember.
Pre-internet, that was like having fucking a treasure, like a trove of gold in your
basement.
I remember
my first. I swear to God, I remember getting a boner.
What?
I remember watching it. It's funny, yeah. I remember actually, like, there was a bunch of us in this room.
You're talking about first boner or just getting a boner?
It was early enough that I was like.
It was the first dozen,
it
dude.
It was the first hard-induced boner.
Really?
Yeah, like, you would get the NRBs, dude, the no-reason bonies.
Yeah.
While you're fucking.
Well, you'd get that before recess.
You get the fucking NRBs
dude,
at fucking church.
I used to get hard as a rock right before recess.
Really?
As soon as it was about to go on, I'd be like. Fuck, and I look up at the clock. I'm like, all right, it's fucking 10:25. We're about to hit recess, baby.
And you would get a bony.
I have a fucking boner in
you
my gym sweatpants,
dude. Dude, I used to get bonies at church.
Did you? Oh, dude, when you
and
kneel
as a
down,
young lad, I was just tall enough to stick my dick, the tip of my dick, right on the back of the other pew in front
ooh,
of me.
Ooh, wow.
I was set. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's good. I used to fucking sit there and fucking like pendulum my balls and just
and
slap
then,
them around.
Dude, you know there's dudes that didn't know about the tuck method.
What?
Yeah, there's dudes that didn't know about that you could just tuck your boner right into the front of your pants.
What the fuck did they do? They just rocked the fucking.
They just fucking got caught.
What?
It's all those dudes that got, like, I remember there was a kid that got caught. He had to give a science presentation.
He had a boner?
In high school, he had a boner. And he just fucking took it, dude.
What? He just fucking talked about the periodic table hard as a rock?
He got in front of the class.
What?
And he fucking walked up to the front of the class and took his big dick out.
What?
He actually was, I don't know.
He just fucking just showed fucking yeah. suppressed dung.
He was kind of fucked up. I hope he doesn't listen to this.
Whatever, dude. He had a fucking boner. Dude, we used to, in grade school.
He was kind of fucked up. He wasn't like retarded. He was smart.
Yeah.
But there was something fucking off.
Clearly. He
something
fucking
weird.
Walked up to the front of the room with a boner,
but he
dude.
Just took his boner. Like when
he took it out for real?
No. I'm saying like. He fucking
he took it out for a spin.
He didn't try to hide it.
He took it out
for
a spin.
The teacher called him up to give a presentation, and he looked around the room
dude.
Like it was a firing squad, dude. He just stood back against the wall, just like.
And he just showed boner.
He fucking was like, this is my dick. I have a boner right now. I'm going to try to give this presentation. And everyone, dude.
That's how you live, dude.
He lived free.
God damn.
That's what he said right before. Yeah. It
holy.
Was like, when Tom Cruise gets shot in Valkyrie. That's how that kid took his boner. He was just like, 1,000-year Reich.
We used to do this thing in grade school. We like made up this thing called the Boner Club because I went to Catholic grade school. So like one day out of the week, you'd wear a sweatsuit. Just preparing you for your fucking bleak future. So you'd wear like a green and gold sweatsuit. And we would get boners in class. And be like, yo. And you'd be like. A boner. People are like sick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We convinced this one kid. We're like, yo, if you want to be in the boner club, dude, you got to get a boner, walk up and get a tissue, and then come back, and you'll be in the club. And as soon as he got in front of the class, we're like, Tommy O'Hara, what's he doing?
Oh, you just named him.
Whatever. He had a fucking hard on, dude. This is fucking sixth grade.
Bony.
The old Tommy had a little dude, and he pointed it upwards, so it was sticking up.
Oh,
it, like,
so
when you point
funny.
It up, it looks so much smaller.
Yeah,
if you let the dong go, if you let the dong go south, your boner looks fucking good. If you let it stick up, it's like, what the fuck is that thing?
No.
He was by the tissues. We're like, oh my God, what's he doing? Everyone looked, and he was like, ugh, and just like scuttled back to his fucking seat.
There's a guy named George who fucking jerked off and in class.
Every class has one jerker, dude.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
but this was like not a weird kid. He was like kind of popular.
Dude.
He's like
of course.
A normal dude. He just jerked off during social.
He was
studies.
An alpha, of course, dude.
He fucking nutted, and then this is what reminded me
into
of
into his desk.
He nutted and then got up and got tissues during class.
What?
Yeah, power move.
Holy
ultimate
shit!
Power move.
This dude's probably a CEO right now.
Well,
if you jerked off in grade school, you're definitely fucking. Well, Either you're in jail or you're a CEO right now. There's no middle ground. No middle ground.
He's the CEO of like a mini golf course. Fucking Mechanicsburg.
He's probably still ripping them.
Damn, dude. This is one of the hottest casts.
This is a hot fucking cast.
I thought we could not beat last week, but then tonight is just the ultimate confession, dude.
Dude, every now and
turns
again.
Turns out you're gay.
It's just, I'm not fucking gay.
Turns out you're very fucking gay.
I'm not fucking gay.
Dude, we're going to get on so many more shows now.
That's true.
Dude,
that's true.
You know how respected you're going to be amongst the community now?
I should. What the fuck?
They don't respect us.
Not at all.
Now that they found out you're gay?